suit and tie, had to do it to him. I ain't giving all my time to a goofy nigga. Drop 100K on a loser nigga.
Ladiano.
The first nigga send a mug, I'ma crucify him. When you with the team, know it's do or die. Hope you keep the same energy when it's you and I. Water on my neck, I went scuba diving. It's Nina fucking everybody, put the coochie on them. Kamikaze thoughts, but the doors are suicidal.
R.I.P. Draco special on the Murder on My Mind podcast. I'm your host, DJ MTK, powered by West Coast Radio. Actually, this is a part two on the podcast, and, you know, his birthday just passed. He was born December 1st, 1993. He passed away and was murdered on December 18th, 2021. So he would have turned 30 this year. And I went back, you know, because originally when we did the first episode and reported on this, we kind of mixed in some other artists and we didn't give it the time that it needed. So I wanted to kind of take another run at this. And first of all, I personally I've gone through six of his mixtapes back to back to back to back to back. I don't do that for any artist. Like I can't do that for any other artist, because I just you have a couple tracks on your album or your mixtape that I like. All right, I fuck with that. He is one of the first artists probably in the past 10 years that I can just play just nonstop. I am one of his biggest fans, which is crazy on this. You know, we work with his management team as well. So, you know, just some background here. We want to give some background, kind of what happened during the murder that day. And then what we can do moving forward. He was arrested back in 2018. Just some history here for a first-degree murder, which was a case back in 2016 for murdering someone from the Inglewood Bloods. Davion, I believe, was his name, Gregory. So he was fighting the case back then. Like, he was living that gang life. I mean, you can hear it in his music. You can see it in his interviews. You can see it on his, you know, Instagram stories. I was kind of going back and watching some of his content that he had. And this is a prime example of our society getting caught up in glorifying gang culture. It's a prime example. He wasn't running from that. You know, he had a murder charge that he was trying to beat. He did end up beating it. He was in 3 years in county and, you know, won a year out of jail. He gets murdered. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. I have that tattered on me, you know. So, I mean, there's a price to pay. There's a consequence to pay when you're out here politicking and still living that life. Unfortunately. And if we're out here glorifying this type of activity in our lives, what do you think, what do you expect to happen? So he was stabbed that day as well. It was a pretty vicious way that they got him. You know, the story goes, and I was just kind of reading some background here. He was at the which event was it? It was in L.A. They were at a pretty big event in L.A. Multiple artists were on there, and basically, I mean, he had been beefing with Inglewood. There's a multiple stories, kind of what the beef was with him and YG, but just with the Bloods. He made a song came out called Ingle Weird. So he wasn't some innocent just dude. Like, you know, the event was called Once Upon a Time in L.A., and actually, their family is suing Live Nation due to security reasons. I can see some of that, you know. I understand that. And basically, you know, they said about, you know, an altercation happened. And during that altercation, you know, there's some punches were thrown. Anybody that's lived this life has had that same story probably 100 different times. Then some other homies come back from who they were fighting, but they rolled deep ski mask. They swarmed on him, and he ended up getting stabbed multiple times. I think it was the writer for one of his last interviews, I think it was with the Los Angeles Times, said that it looked like, you know, just blood was coming out of his throat, like someone had just slit his throat. You know, this is a white dude kind of reporting on it. He's never been around that type of environment. It looks like in his story, you know, he was shocked. I'm doing this podcast. I'm not shocked because this is what we glorify. The whole reason we did this podcast was to try to change this culture that we are glorifying and we are living, we are proud of. We need to ask deeper questions. Why are we proud to kill other people? So a blood in the crypt. I mean, what is the true meaning behind it? You can have one block to another block and you guys are just rivals, deadly rivals. What happens is, though, big picture is when you grow up in these environments, and as you grow up, you get jumped one day, then you jump them one day. A month later, someone gets killed from your neighborhood, so you guys go back and kill them from their neighborhood, and it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And then you add on top of it the music that we all glorify, that we all love. I've mentioned this multiple times. That's how I grew up too. I love it. My eyes have barely woke up. And let's just hear a little bit of this. This is an actual fight altercation. Looks like someone live streamed it. Stink team's running behind the fence. They're trying to get away from all the other people that are trying to attack them. Now this video actually says Stink Team verse 400. So that, you know, that's YG's crew, right? No one's been arrested for the murder. This happens daily. Any person that's listening to this from whatever city you grew up in, whatever town you grew up in, this happens daily. People are dying due to gang culture for no fucking reason. That's why my eyes were finally, open. As I mentioned before, I had a brother who was murdered Christmas Day. He was stabbed. He was about that life. Some people will never get away from it, but we can break the cycle for the next generation. Believe you me on that. We can if we want, if we really come together and try. So, you know, the takeaway on all of this, RIP Draco, a young talent was taken due to gang culture, another artist in the community. And he believed in a certain way of living, and it caught up to him, unfortunately. And it's, you know, it's sad because, like I said, I there's probably 100 artists for the past 10 years that I'm like, all right, that's good. That's good. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. I like that. I fuck with that. Something about his cadence, the beats that he selected, I can just go through them. I'm even looking at the playlist I created. Best of Draco the Ruler. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 separate tracks from 6 different albums or mixtapes. I can't do that. There's not one artist I've ever been able to do that for in the past 10 years. Unless it was Tupac or Jay-Z. I mean, talking about someone big. So that's how I'm fucking with. I'm a big, big Draco fan. I'm just not a fan of what we've been glorifying. And we're gonna you know, leave it on this. I want to really dive deeper on some of this on future episodes. Something really happened between after the civil rights movement when we were all united. I don't know if it was the CIA or the FBI. After, you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Cesar Chavez and some of these, you know, I can go through a list of names of civil rights, the movement and leaders. And something happened within our community when people started getting incarcerated. And back then, you could really throw a person of color in jail for whatever fucking reason that you wanted to. It was another system of slavery to say, well, you know, you're an animal. We're going to put you in jail. And so what do you do there? You break up their family. What happens when you break up a family? Well, then the kid gets raised without any guidance from a father The mother's struggling. You're already behind the eight ball because A, you weren't able to get the education that usually a white person's able to get. You're unable to get a mortgage. If you know what redlining is, you weren't allowed to get a mortgage. Your education isn't the same, so you're not able to get the same type of build your career. This I can just go down the list. Add all of that into the equation, and then now you're growing up in a part of the town or city that's probably has poverty. Now you're being raised around the same demographic of people that are going through the same thing, right? In the same type of neighborhood. They used to call them the ghetto. So then you fast forward, well, how do they survive? Well, you start making ends meet. And when you start making ends meet, that sometimes you have to bend the rules. So now you got prostitution, you have stealing, you have murder, you have selling drugs within our community. Now you fast forward and, you know, like the CIA, there's a lot of backstory what the CIA did when they brought coke in here and you started making crack. You know, like I said, we'll do some separate episodes on there. But all I'm trying to do is paint the picture is that then you add into all of that the music that started happening during the 80s with rap music, with gang culture. I loved it. The 90s, the 2000s. For the past 40 years, we have been listening to Poison and glorifying killing each other, pimping, disrespecting our women, and wanting to go to prison. Now you add all of these elements in there, and you're a young person of color being raised, and you're like, all right, I'm gonna be a rapper, that's my way out. But you're still glorifying the gang culture, the game, and that's why it's a double-edged sword. So the takeaway is, and the question we need to ask all of ourselves, we all need to ask ourselves is, how can we break the cycle for this next generation, for your niece and nephews, for your sons and daughters? It hasn't gotten better. I mean, I can put on multiple things on right now. It may have gotten worse. I guarantee it may have gotten worse. Because now we have young women out there doing the same thing that young men were doing back in the 90s. So now we're infiltrating both of our races, in both of our sexes, men and women. Before, the women weren't as, you know, consumed by all of this. Now, Sexy Red's a good example. I can go down the list of young girls looking at these women talking about, you know, nut in me. Or, I mean, we can go through multiple things of what's happening right now. It's ruining our society. It is a deeper thing going on within our communities. And if we really don't wake up, you were just going to, this will be a never ending vicious cycle of young women and men. And maybe I should reverse that, men and women, who we're going to be seeing losing their lives more and more and more and more, because it hasn't stopped. It really hasn't. It's funny sometimes when I watch like Fox News, how they paint this picture like, oh my God, this is what's going on. And wow, they're so blinded by that. They don't even want to look at it. So if we don't look at it in our own community, because they're not looking at it, how are we going to start solving some of these problems? And I didn't mean to get too deep on everybody, you know. But hey, listen, that's why we created the podcast. And so let me know. You can access at West Coast Nation your thoughts. R.I.P. Draco. You know, he was murdered December 18th, 2021. And, you know, he was 30. He would have been turned 30 this month. On his birthday was December 1st, 1993. And just final thoughts. We gotta find a way to teach the next generation that there's a better way. Some people that don't even know this, that's how I fell in love with house music. And if more of our young brothers and sisters listen to house music, more lives will be saved. Because if you love music, you love music. But that's it. I'm going to leave it on that. RIP Draco, gone too soon, man. I wish you were still out here. And, you know, it's unfortunate. Murder my mind.